You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm news team correspondent Emma Hutchins, and today I'm joined in the studio by Glenn and Pam Lookbill of Forever Friends. Welcome. Tell us a little bit about what you do at Forever Friends.
This is Forever Friends' 16th year in operation. We are an all-cat rescue. We mostly pull cats from kill shelters to save them. We get them spayed and neutered, microchipped, vaccinated, defleed, dewormed, socialized if necessary, and find them their forever homes. So we adopt through Petco on Merriman. We adopt through Pet Supermarket on Tunnel Road. And we are a new adoption partner with PetSmart, so we will be going to PetSmart on Bleachery as well.
How long has this project been going on?
Forever Friends started in 2002 with Steve Poplowski from here in Asheville. He has essentially been running it by himself for a long, long time with the assistance of Garnell Jackson, who's our secretary treasurer. She is also our bottle feeder in kitten season. She takes care of all the little wee ones that don't have mamas. And he has placed literally thousands of cats during that time. We became involved in 2016 with the organization and started volunteering at adoption events. And then in 2017, Steve retired. He is still our president, and he is our founder, but he retired and left it with us to carry on.
Do you have any events coming up?
We do. This weekend, we will be at Petco on Merriman on Saturday from 2 to 6. We will be at Pet Supermarket on Tunnel Road on Sunday from 2 to 6. We always have our events posted on our Facebook page, which you can find at Forever Friends Asheville. We always post events there, all upcoming events. We will be at most Saturdays we're at Petco on Merriman. Most Sundays we're at Pet Supermarket on Tunnel Road. Every other Wednesday or another day during the week we're at Pet Supermarket on Tunnel Road. So we are out somewhere every week and every weekend.
And with the addition of PetSmart on Bleachery, we will be there when the store manager wants us to be there.
So. Sometimes we're at two different events at one time. We split up. Garnell may be at one event, I may be at another, but we take adoptable kitties from our fosters to these events. That's the way they are seen. And meet people. People get to meet them and pet them and love on them. So see if they will fit within their family.
So what are the ways that people can support the work that you do?
We really need foster parents. Fosters are the backbone of most rescues. Even rescues with shelters still need fosters because they have to have somewhere to take in the number of animals that we take in. Without fosters, we're not able to pull animals from these kill shelters where we're trying to save them from. We would have no place to put them. We need volunteers. We have people who help us at adoption events. We have people who help with the cleaning and the feeding and the loving at the pet stores. We also have lists on Amazon and on Walmart, and I think Petco, there are lists for Forever Friends Asheville, and I think on one of them it's listed as Forever Friends Inca. Yeah. But we have lists of things that we need, like bottles for feeding the babies, and we use puppy pads for kittens as well. Food is a tremendous expense. Litter is a tremendous expense, so people donate those kinds of things to us. We often have fundraisers on Facebook to help with vet bills specifically, and we have people who Facebook has birthday fundraisers, so people do their birthday as a fundraiser for us, and that helps with our vet bills.
We also have, for many, many of your listeners may not be familiar with something called Amazon Smile, and Amazon Smile is a part of Amazon. and you would log into it by doing smile.amazon.com and then entering your login information. You choose a charity, and Amazon donates a portion of your purchases to the charity of your choice. So we are on Amazon Smiles under Forever. I think that's the one that's Forever Friends Inca, because it goes from P.O. Box. But if anybody is buying off of Amazon every day and not part of Smile.Amazon, please switch over to Smile.Amazon and choose us as your charity of choice. And you can change it every week if you wish. You can do the Boy Scouts one week and the high school cheerleading team or whatever one week, and
whoever is a 501c,
yeah, it has to be a 501c.
Nonprofit can sign up with Smiles and become part of their charity program.
What else should our listeners know about the work that you do?
We also help with feral colony care with 12 feral colonies, which is over 100 kitties. I think there's not a lot of people that understand feral colony work. Those kitties are trapped. They're spayed and neutered and vaccinated. If they're the least bit social, we will take them to a foster to socialize them to try to get them out of that colony and get them in homes. If there are kittens born there, we try to get them out and into homes. Feral colonies, everywhere that we feed, we have permission from the owners of the property to feed there. Colony management takes the colony numbers down. 5 years ago, the colonies were over 150. Now they're around 100. So it really does work. People who say, oh, TNR doesn't work, we can show you firsthand it really does work. We've had colonies that we've been able to shut down, actually, because there would be like one kitty left at a colony. Also, people who want barn cats for mousing, those kitties are excellent at that. The feral colonies make great mousers, and we can usually accommodate folks that are looking for barn kitties by using our ferals. But they are also spayed and neutered and vaccinated just like all other kitties.
And with all the breweries in the area, they certainly should have a mouser.
Some of them do. The Biltmore Estate has mousers in their stables. So horse farms need them, farms need them, and breweries, I guess their hops rooms and different places need mousers. Well, it's a great place for a feral cat to be, because usually they also have an indoor place to go. Although we have sleepers and feeders and places for them to hide, they're certainly not indoors. If they're truly feral, they don't want to live their life indoors. I mean, we're the reason there is a feral cat problem. People have let their cats go. Unfortunately, many people move and just put their cat outside. And eventually, if they're not picked up, they will join a feral colony.
Well, if they don't die from exposure,
if they haven't been outside a good bit. So that's a problem that we as the citizens, people have caused this problem. I think we need to solve it as well. And solving it is getting them spayed and neutered. Same is true with your house pets. There is no reason not to spay and neuter your pet. It is, in fact, the law in Buncombe County for you to spay and neuter your pet. So, and we have an excellent resource with the ASPCA Spay Neuter Clinic that will spay and neuter for you. If you cannot afford spay neuter, there are vouchers available for you to be able to get your cat spayed and neutered, or your dog, or whoever you're trying to get spayed and neutered. I don't know that they do at the clinic, but I know vets do. But certainly, spay and neutering is probably the number one key of anything out there that we could promote to ensure the health and well-being of our animals.
Can you direct our listeners to resources around spay and neuter?
Yes, the ASPCA Spay Neuter Alliance is on Hermitage off of Leicester Highway. They have a website, so if you search for that, you'll find it. You can actually make your appointment online. If you need a voucher, there's a phone number there for you to call. And you, depending on how much money they have had donated toward vouchers, they can help. If they cannot help, you can call the Asheville Humane Society, and they have vouchers available to take to the clinic, to help you with your spay-neuter bill.
All right. And if people would like to get involved and support you in the ways that you mentioned, or if anyone wants a cat, how can they find you?
If they will look on our Facebook page, as soon as our new website is up, it will be posted on our Facebook page. But Facebook is how we are getting in touch with people now. If you'll go to our Facebook page, which if you search Forever Friends Animal Rescue Network, and it's FUR, FUREVER, Forever Friends Animal Rescue Network in Asheville, you'll find us. You'll find our events. If you click on messaging there to us, there are three or four of us who follow that box so that we'll try to answer you in a timely manner. And we have some great things we would love to have some volunteers be able to do, we think. And the best to me is cuddle the kitty babies. We always need people to do that.
We have a adoptable page on our Facebook page, right?
Right. We do have on that Facebook page, there are different photo albums. There's one with adoptable kitties in it. We have a foster mother who's one of our really wonderful volunteers. She comes to many of our adoption events. She is now posting kitties in that album, and we're trying to get that updated. Right now we have 116 cats and kittens in Forever Friends, and they are certainly not all listed on there yet, but she's working on getting that done. There's also the Happy Endings page where people have allowed us to take their pictures. Many people don't want their picture made with their kitty, but if we can get a picture, we put it on there. We also advertise heavily with Asheville Cat Weirdos, which is a Facebook page, and also Asheville Cat Weirdos has an emergency fund page as well, so that if you have a kitty with a true emergency and you can't afford to pay for their care, they will help you with that if they have the funding to do so. So we post an awful lot of our kitties on there, as many of our fosters are also Asheville Cat Weirdos.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for bringing us all of this information, and thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to meet you.